You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul, and Rob isn't here because I am filming this on the weekend after returning back from InnerDrone 2017. Now, a lot of people have been asking me, what was InnerDrone like? Well, this year it was very different from previous years. We've kind of taken this leap away from the consumer market and gone straight into the industrial grade market. A lot of interesting people there. A lot of new folks and a lot of old folks. But what was the main focus? It looked like for me, people were really going into the industrial inspections, looking at fixed wing drones, coaxial drones, and really focusing on drones with a higher payload capacity and longer flight times. Like there was a hydrogen cell drone that could fly for, I think it was 2 hours with a 2 kilogram payload, which is pretty cool and very good for persistent surveillance systems and very good for public safety. But there were also coaxial drones. Unique was there. They finally launched their H520 commercial drone, which actually I think has some really cool things, and I'll get into that a little later. Also, FLIR released the FLIR Duo Pro R, which is a 640p Tau 2 sensor and a 12 megapixel camera kind of merged together into one. And what they've done is they've taken their technology of merging EO and thermal together and taken it to a new level with a much higher resolution, which is really cool. Now, that payload system may be a little too heavy for your M210 or for your Inspire 1, but it may be perfect if you're flying a hexacopter or a coaxial X8. That drone could be really good for you. Now, for those of you who are worried about data security, you're going to love the FLIR Duo Pro R. Why? Well, it doesn't have to connect to the flight controller to actually transmit data, send data, or even work as a whole. So that system can be completely separate from the flight controller itself. Now, we got some footage of the FLIR Duo Pro R, so I want you guys to check that out right now. Now, it does use a Bluetooth app to be able to control it. You can actually downlink the controls also on a 5.8 gigahertz TX. It's got that 640p Tau 2 sensor. You can get a cheaper sensor, the 336, and the Duo Pro R is $51.99 for the lower end thermal sensor, the 336p, and the 12 megapixel camera. Now, if you want the FLIR Duo Pro R in 640p with the 12 megapixel camera, you're looking at $75.99. So that's actually a really good price point if you consider what the cost of the XT is. And the fact that you can also control the camera from the ground is very useful. There are multiple pins and PIDs that you can actually take information out of this camera and have a more reliable data link down. If you want to have an encrypted data link down, that is possible. I want to make sure that you guys are able to see those ports and whatnot. So check out this shot. I think the FLIR Duo Pro R is actually something that could be very, very powerful for a wide variety of users, from search and rescue, again, to public safety, and even to more detailed inspections. Another cool thing that we saw was the Unique H520 drone. And I gotta say, there are some things that kind of excited me about this. You know, one other thing I want to mention before we get too far into Unique is someone who we didn't see at InnerDrone was DJI, which I thought was very interesting that we didn't see them there. But going back to Unique, they finally launched their H520 drone. Now, if you remember back in January of this year, I showed you guys that drone. We talked about it at CES, but they hadn't launched it just yet. So they've made some tweaks and they've really done some cool stuff. Now, if you're into mapping, like we have been getting into mapping and very serious mapping, then the new E90 camera is actually really exciting. It's again that 1-inch sensor that is a beautiful, glorious sensor. But here's the main difference between that Exmor 2 sensor versus the Exmor 1 that you find on the Phantom 4 Pro. You have a lot less limitations. So your 4K is actually just a little bit bigger. You can do a lot more with the image, and there's no ISO limitations. Now, before I say too much, we haven't tested the bird just yet. We are planning to test it here in a few weeks, and we're very excited to do that, not only for mapping, but also just to see what kind of image that we can get out for cinematography purposes. Now, another thing that they've done too is, I know a lot of you have called in and they've complained about the lack of manual mode or having to sift through flight controls in their app to actually get a manual mode or an attitude mode to fly. Well, they fixed that solution. It's a simple switch now on the remote, so you can actually have full control. You can stop flyaways if you ever had one, and you just have a lot more flexibility, I think. And the thing is, what I'm really excited again is not only the flexibility of the camera and the ability to do more with it than other birds, but I'm also really excited about the data issue. I mean, we've talked about data issues here with other manufacturers, and one thing that Unique has done is completely nixed cellular or wireless communications to the bird whatsoever. So it's not even connected to the internet, which I think is really cool. So check out my interview really quick with Unique and find out more about the Unique drone. Hey guys, we're back here with Frank from Unique talking about the H520. It's their new hexacopter, which is focused for commercial use. They've got a whole new camera sensor, and we're really excited to see just what this bird can do. Frank, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about this drone and why it is so new and just the value add to everyone.
You bet, Paul. Thanks for having me. The H520 is really all new from the ground up. I mean, it does resemble the Typhoon H a bit, but it is really the only similarity is the hexacopter format. So new, you know, different hardware. We're talking about it. It's a larger airframe. It also has higher energy motors as well, different blade design. So it's very quiet. And it's also very stable. And with the new software architecture we have here, we've actually moved to PX4 flight control. And with that, the stability, reliability has gone up dramatically.
That's awesome. So we also have a new camera too. So this is the E90. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. The E90 is a wide-angle, high-resolution camera. It's a one-inch, uses a one-inch sensor, the Sony X4, and it uses the latest Ambarella H2 processor, so it enables 1080p at 60 frames.
That's awesome, and what I love, guys, is in the back here, we were talking just about what this camera can do and how they have unlocked the camera as a whole, and in fact, there is so much more than just the regular kind of shooting in RAW formats. We're getting a lot more image size, right? You're talking about pixel resolution overall. We're getting a much bigger usable area in the sensor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're essentially unlocking the full resolution of the sensor. In terms of camera control, ISO, you know, the ability to be really unlimited.
Yeah, unlimited there. ISO, that is awesome. And you know, something else that was really interesting to me too is that you guys were talking about the high capacity or high voltage batteries that you're using. So what kind of flight time can pilots expect with this bird?
Well, it does depend on the payload, but really up to, with this camera, up to 28 minutes.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. Now, guys, we're also going to have someone else here to talk about mapping with this drone, because really there is so much opportunity with mapping. And since you guys have unlocked this, you know, there's been an issue in the industry, and the issue is essentially the inability to secure your data. So how does the H520 handle data as far as, you know, locking that down and creating a secure environment for data acquisition?
Well, it really, you know, it starts with keeping the data private, okay? You know, we don't share the data, you know, outside, even internally to the company or outside, certainly. We believe the data is really the user's data, it's not our data. So we don't collect, we don't share, we never have. And our goal is really to keep the data private. Either an operator or end user, that data belongs to me or to my customer. So we fully believe that's critical.
I think it is critical as well. One question I have is, if I'm using and controlling the H520, is the H520 connected to the internet at the time that I'm flying?
It could or it could not be. I mean, it depends on how you're doing it. But yeah, if you want to stay completely local, you can basically be 100%.
So you can lock this bird down, you could fly critical infrastructure and not worry about your data going anywhere where it shouldn't be.
Exactly. Totally in your control.
That is totally awesome. Well, Frank, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Paul.
And we're going to take a second to talk to our friend Ryan, who's going to give us a little bit of insight on using the H520 for mapping. Again, Frank, thank you. All right, guys, we're back here with Ryan, who's really a specialist in mapping. Is that right?
I do my part, that's for sure.
So I hear you guys have your own app that you're using now to control this bird for mapping. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So with the H520, we have a completely new software package we call Data Pilot. And Data Pilot allows us to do survey missions, waypoint missions, and fly the aircraft a lot simpler than it ever has been before. Technically, what we could do now is we go into our Data Pilot, we power everything up. We could do this even with the aircraft off and at a remote location, do our mission planning, do a survey mission. We could have a plethora of settings that we could actually change. We could actually do 90 degree offsets. We could change the angle of how we want the survey missions to fly. We could change turnaround distances. We could change what angle the camera is at. We could do everything within Data Pilot itself offline. We could do it at home. We could do it on our computers, a Mac or a PC, load it to the drone, go out to our field, our location, and start the survey mission without even having to do anything on your SD16, your transmitter.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is that if we want to go out and plan this mission, we can do that separately on a data connection aside from the drone itself. So again, we do not risk the security of the data.
Correct. So we could either import via an SD card, or we could do a wireless transmission from our computers into the drone itself. So it really depends on how you would like to do it. So as you mentioned earlier, data is very secure in the Typhoon platform or the unique platform, especially the H520. You're not online at all while you're flying. It's basically we're in a localized network. We're on a 5.8 gigahertz with our camera and 2.4 for our control.
Now, one other question that we were talking about in the back room was the ability to do these orbits, interior and exterior, or obliques, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I really want to hone in on, because with mapping, these angular elevation orbits that we've been talking about on the show are critical to getting facade data, but also detail between buildings. Now, one thing that you were mentioning to me is that you can actually manually set the numerical value for angle in Data Mapper. Is that correct?
Correct. So we could choose a numerical value anywhere between 0 to 360. So it's not just locked into, okay, I got to fly east to west or north and south.
Gotcha. I think that's really cool. And I think it's going to be awesome to get our hands on this bird and really give it a shot, because the fact that you've localized data, I think, is great. That makes your mission secure. And it also makes you guys have the ability to essentially plan your missions aside from the job. You don't have to worry about if you actually plan a mission on your bird and having to update the firmware and then lose the security of your data. It's something that you can do aside and separately as a whole. The fact that we can also plan these obliques and orbits where we can reset the heading, so if we're doing interior orbits or we're doing exterior orbits, I think that's really critical on top of the ability to also set the camera angle.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, we're really looking forward to getting our hands on this thing and giving it a try. Ryan, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it. And guys, let's get back to the show.
You know, guys, I really am excited about this. Again, cannot wait to test it. Very, very, very excited. But another group that I've been testing their product and I've found to be extremely useful, we use their products at the fly-in here, was Colorado Drone Chargers. And we had a second to talk to them about what was going on.
Hey guys, I'm here with John Pedrovitz, is that right?
Pedrovitz, huh?
With Colorado Drone Chargers, who's created a solution that I personally love. It's a quad charger for any drone. And John, what drone batteries can we use your chargers for?
Today we have six models. We have the P3, we have the P4, Phantom 4, we have the Matrice 100, Matrice 600, we have the Inspire 1, and we have the Mavic.
Awesome. And now, how long has your business been around? Because I know for a lot of people, this is a fairly new product.
Right. We're just starting our third year. We spent the first 2 years doing R&D. So we're just really getting into the market. Got a little bit last year, so right now we're really starting to get into the market.
That's awesome. Now, guys, one thing I think is really important. You may ask yourself, well, it looks like these chargers are kind of in bags. Well, tell us about these bags and why they're so impressive.
Well, we went through a lot of research. research on that, different cases and everything. We sell a lot to people that are in the field, you know, power companies, first rescue, first responders. So they wanted something lightweight but very durable. These are what's called a ballistic nylon bag. We actually have a YouTube video out there, which I take a K-bar knife to it, and while it doesn't do it, then I take a torch to it and try to set it afire. They're made to go out there and be rugged and stay and last for years.
So if you had a battery fire, it's really easy to just grab the charger itself and throw it out and not burn your house down.
That's right. But also, you know, people say, well, will this stop the fire? Absolutely not. A lithium battery on fire will burn a hole in the concrete. So there's no bag in the world that's going to stop it.
Gotcha.
You know, so forth. But yes, that's why they use them, because they're very portable. They can keep them and they can run with moving from vehicle to vehicle. It's also designed to work for what we call less than clean power. They're designed to work with generators and inverters for people that have to have them in the field, like first responders.
So good. That's actually a good point, good question. Would your chargers work without a pure sine wave inverter?
Absolutely. That's the reason we designed them that way, to work with, as I said, with what's less than clean power.
That is awesome. So, John, if we wanted to find out more about your chargers, where could we go?
Go to www.coloradodronechargers.com.
Awesome. Well, guys, we'll go back to the next interview, but I really wanted to show you these chargers because I use them in the field all the time, and they are really helpful. All right, back to the show.
Now, guys, I will say that I really love their chargers. I've sent many to our students. I use them myself. They're amazing in the field. And one more thing that I absolutely love, and who was there at the show, was Energen. We've been testing their batteries, their portable batteries, to charge the Phantom 4 Pro or 3S or 4S batteries. That also includes unique batteries as well. So if you're using solo batteries, if you're using unique batteries, if you're using DJI batteries, and you ever find yourself in a place where you do not have enough power, you have got to check out their product. It is simply awesome. And I've been using it quite a lot, and it's taken the time to charge down as well. So guys, I just wanted to give you this quick recap on InnerDrone. We're going to have some more shows in the future on InnerDrone and what we've learned, like the fact that Pix4D, if you're familiar with mapping, was just acquired by Parrot. Now, it's of huge importance when you're looking into these big industrial inspection drones that, yeah, they can fly long, they can fly heavy payloads, but are they able to communicate with other mapping applications so that they can actually take the right photos at the right time with the right overlap? Because, you know, if you've been doing mapping and you have uncalibrated images or images that just don't calibrate very well, you can have multiple blocks of images in mapping and that just don't make your maps look nearly as good. So one question I have for these larger, you know, fixed wing drones, which we saw a lot of them at InnerDrone, one question I have is, what is the integration to other mapping platforms? What is the integration to Pix4D? Because Pix4D partnering with Parrot, and the fact that Parrot has been coming out with some fixed wing drones, is really intriguing. Very, very intriguing, because we really could see a new level of accuracy. We could see an easier, more convenient way to map. I mean, there is just simply so much out there. Now, with the FLIR Duo R, with, you know, Pix4D's acquisition, meaning they were acquired by Parrot, and all the other industry news, there's so much, I don't even know what to focus on. I'm sure you can even tell in my voice here that there is just so much going through my mind about what happened to InnerDrone, but it was truly awesome. I want to say thank you again to Go Professional Cases, who had me on stage. I was the first person to fly in front of everyone at InnerDrone. That was truly a blessing. I thought it was also funny that there was another drone school that had no one to fly, and they were supposed to fly before me, and it was just kind of funny to me. I'm not going to mention their name because there's no point to that. Now, one thing I want to point out, you guys have seen in the past at these shows that smaller manufacturers have come out with technology that's really cool. And later on, we saw bigger manufacturers mimic that same technology and market it to the masses. Well, I think that there may be some forecasting here. There was a new drone called the Ascent Aero Systems, which is a coaxial, just a dual blade drone that was carrying an X3, an Inspire X3 camera, which I found really interesting, and it makes me wonder, could we be seeing coaxial or just two bladed drones in the future from people like Unique or DJI or 3DR? I don't know. you make the decision and let me know. If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com. I'd love to answer your questions. Also, if you have a question about InnerDrone, please feel free to ask those questions here on the YouTube links. And guys, I am really excited just to see what the future holds. And this conference was very interesting, very, very interesting to see who's being acquired by who, what emerging technology we have coming out, and what accessories are making our lives easier. Thanks again for watching the show. My name is Paul, and you're listening to Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.